Today is October 13th, 2016, and 99 years ago, the great miracle of the sun took place at Fatima. Next year, 2017, will be the 100th anniversary of Fatima. So I'm sure we'll get many graces and blessings next year for the world and for our country as we try to live the message of Fatima. When we think of October 13th, this was the day, 99 years ago, when 70,000 people went to see the final apparition of our Blessed Mother at Fatima. Of course, only the children could see Our Lady, but the people witnessed the miracle of the sun. Even the anti-Catholic secular newspapers of Portugal reported on this strange solar eclipse and amazing things that people saw. It had been raining for 2 days straight, and people walked, many of them 50 or 100 miles, or came in carts or some in cars, to pack into the Cova de Ire at Fatima and to be there, because it was revealed to Lucia and then to the children that our Blessed Mother would work a sign that would prove that it was truly her that was appearing. And so the people had come in the mud, some of them up to their knees in the mud, and all of a sudden our Blessed Mother did appear, and Lucia saw our Blessed Mother, and then the Blessed Mother looked up towards the sun, and Lucia pointed to the sun, and the people that were in the crowd saw the sun, in a sense, dance in the sky. The sun moved around, it began to twirl, and then it seemed to be off its axis, people reported, and was hurtling towards the earth. People really thought it was the end of the world. People began praying the Our Father, the Creed, the Hail Mary, the act of contrition, and they thought they were all going to die. Many of them who had been sick or crippled were instantly cured. Others had graces of conversion. They saw their soul as it was in the eyes of God. They repented of their sins. They began to weep, thinking that this was going to be their death in just a few moments. This entire miracle only lasted 10 minutes. But as the sun was hurtling towards the earth, it seemed, all of a sudden it stopped and was pulled back in its place. And people looked down and they were completely dry. All the mud had dried up, and the people began shouting, "A miracle, a miracle." Well, this was the culmination of the message of Fatima. Our Lady had begun appearing on May 13th of 1917. Before that, in 1916, the angel of Fatima, the angel of Portugal, had appeared to the children and taught them. And I think we could summarize the message of Fatima in six ideas. And the whole message is about repentance. The whole message of Fatima is the call to prayer, the call to conversion, the call to reform our lives. The word reform has six letters. We can use one of those letters to give the message, each of the messages of Fatima. The R in the word reform stands for the rosary. The Blessed Mother asked the children to pray the rosary every day. And she said, "Tell this to the whole world." And she especially said, "Pray the rosary for the end of the war," because World War I was raging at that time in 1917. And she said, "Pray for peace and pray the rosary every day." Now, of course, before Our Lady appeared, the three children of Fatima, they were good children, but you know how they prayed their rosary? It only took them 2 minutes to pray a whole rosary. This is how they prayed a decade. "Our Father, Hail Mary, 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 glory be to the Father. Our Father, who are our Father, Hail Mary." And then that's all they would say. The first two words of every prayer, "Our Father, Hail Mary," that was the entire rosary. It took him 2 minutes. After our Blessed Mother appeared, they began praying the rosary properly. They began to really say those prayers and to meditate upon the mysteries. So the Blessed Mother says, "Pray the rosary every day." The E in the word reform stands for Eucharistic adoration. This is another message of Fatima, to adore Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. And we know when the angel of Portugal appeared to the children, he taught them how to do Eucharistic adoration. He brought the host and the chalice, and it was suspended in air. And then he knelt down and taught the children to kneel before the Blessed Sacrament and to say the prayers. And my God, I believe, I adore, I trust, I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not trust, and who do not love you. So he taught them how to do Eucharistic adoration. The third letter in Reform is F, and that stands for the five first Saturdays. The Blessed Mother told Lucia that she should spread this devotion throughout the world, encouraging Catholics to attend Mass on the first Saturday of every month, especially for 5 months in a row. And every time you attend that Mass, offer it in reparation for the sins committed against Jesus and our Blessed Mother. And so those are the five first Saturdays, where we go to Mass, we pray the Rosary, we meditate for 15 minutes upon one or all of the mysteries, we go to confession within a week before or a week after, and we offer that Mass and time with our Lord and the Blessed Mother in reparation for sins committed against our Lord and the Blessed Mother. The fourth letter is O, and this stands for offer sacrifice. The angel of Portugal had told the children to offer sacrifice. The Blessed Mother kept repeating, offer sacrifice, especially for the conversion of poor sinners, to offer sacrifice. She said, many people, it says, are lost. Many people go to hell because they have no one to pray and sacrifice for them. So offering sacrifice, the children would offer sacrifices. They would give some of their lunch to the other poor children of the town. They would make sacrifices, doing some fasting, saying some extra prayers, kneeling on the hard stones. So they did sacrifices for the conversion of sinners. The fifth letter is R, and that stands for reparation. Again, the message of Fatima is reparation. Our Lady told the children, console your God, who is so offended by so much sin in the world. So offer reparation. Pray for those who do not pray for themselves. The last letter is M, and that stands for Marian consecration. Again, the message of Fatima is to consecrate ourselves to Jesus through the Blessed Mother, to entrust ourselves to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Jesus was the first one to entrust himself to Mary for 9 months in her womb. If we want to imitate Jesus, we too need to consecrate and entrust and place ourselves under Mary's care and protection. So consecrate yourself to Mary. Make the 33-day preparation. And then after you make the consecration, wear the scapular or the miraculous medal as a sign of your consecration. So I think we can summarize the message of Fatima in those six ideas. Pray the Rosary every day, especially for peace in the world. Have Eucharistic adoration. Spend time adoring Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Make the five first Saturdays. Offer sacrifice, especially for the conversion of poor sinners. Make reparation to Almighty God for the sins of the world. And then do your Marian consecration by entrusting and consecrating yourself to our Blessed Mother, who in turn gives us to Jesus. Today after Mass, I invite you to join me outside for the Living Rosary. And then after we say the Living Rosary, then we'll go into the hall for a wonderful breakfast, and I'll give a talk about some of the Rosary miracles that have occurred in the last few hundred years. God bless you.